Blog Talk Radio. Evening, everybody, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network, who have given me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public, where each Thursday evening at 9, we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, its discovery, roots, practice, energy work, all things that interested the founder of Reiki, Mikao Usui. Sensei Usui was very much interested in all things metaphysical, all things energy related, healing, helping and generous man who wanted, full of compassion, who wanted to understand life and bring healing and help to all of those around him. Reiki is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. Reiki understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own and heals and balances all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and personal and spiritual development. Reiki is known for the most part as hands-on healing. And as we learned in last week's show, it's just not hands-on healing, but Reiki healing, Reiki energy is also transmitted via the eyes and the breath. So it's a really wonderful healing modality. helps many people in many ways. So I do believe that most of us who have come to Reiki came in many of similar fashions, but came to also be of help and do what Sensei Usui did and help those and help heal and help make the world a better place for all. Just want to point out that if anyone has any questions about Reiki, or energy healing, or whatever, you can always contact me at rose@violetrosereiki.com. And my website is www.violetrosereiki.com. And I'm your host. My name is Rose Jimenez. I am a Reiki master teacher, Shihan, and I practice and teach four different methods of Reiki, one of them being Japanese method, Komyo Reiki Kai, which I learned from my sensei, Yakuten Inamoto. And I also do many different types of services. I am a reverend. I do spiritual healing. And I have different forms of healing to aid people with their personal growth, spiritual growth, helping to heal and guide as many people as divine source wishes me to. It's my calling in life, and I do love it and enjoy it. And so blessed to be put along this path. And I also have a site. Actually, it's a Facebook page. I myself am on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki or Violet Rose. I'm also on Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google Plus, basically Violet Rose Reiki is all over the place. But I have a page on Facebook that I started 4 years ago. Now we're going towards our fifth year. And the page is called Reiki Ward. And I'm very proud of Reiki Ward because we have done tons and tons of Reiki healing. And the healing is free on Reiki Ward. It's distance healing. And you can ask for the healing. Just put up a post the same way you would as you would post on anybody else's wall, your friend's wall or whatever. And tell us what you need. Request your healing. You can request it for a friend. You can request it for a family member. You can also request it for animals. You do humans and animals alike. And that's all you need to do. And there are about 600 Reiki practitioners on the ward that check the page daily, a couple of times a day, and start to send Reiki healing for your request. And then your request, once we receive it, and once Reiki Ward puts it up, and it's out there for the practitioners to see and start to work on, and we've done the healing here, the admins of Reiki Ward. Your request goes on our crystal healing grid, and it is that grid is so that the request gets 24/7 Reiki healing. Now, we do 2 to 3 rounds of Reiki healing every day at a minimum. And those of you who know Reiki practitioners, we all practice self-healing or self-treatment twice a day. So Reiki Ward does 2 to 3 rounds of sending out healing to everyone who is on the grid, every request that has come into Reiki Ward. So don't be shy. Put your request on Reiki Ward. You can share the link. We share the love and the healing. Feel free to go to Reiki Ward and share the link and share the healing so that friends of yours know it's available. And so we can get to heal more people and make the world a better place for everyone. Eliminate a lot of suffering. My guest this evening is Barbara Califano Badler. Badler, should have asked her. I do know her, but I never asked her. Anyway, we'll straighten that out in a second. And Barbara is a spiritual teacher and energy healer. She is certified in advanced integrated energy therapy, IET for those of you that know it. And she is now a Reiki Level 2 practitioner. She was recently certified as a New York State certified hypnotist. She is a contributing writer for Long Island Aces magazine. She's also the co-founder of White Light Productions. She's a busy lady. And without further ado, covered everything as far as the usual stuff that we got to get out there for you guys to know. And as I said, you know, don't hesitate to send me a question at rose@violetrosereiki.com. I'm always open and, you know, very willing to help people who have questions about Reiki or energy healing or any of the metaphysical arts. And let us now bring Barbara on.
Hi,
Barbara.
Rose. How are you,
Hi,
Rose?
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm
how
good.
Are you?
I'm good. Did I massacre your last name?
You had it right the first time. It's Califano Badler. Very, you
Badler,
did it well
okay.
the first
well,
time. Yep, Badler.
Califano, I know, Paisana. That I know. But like, Badler, Badler. As they say, go with your first impression. And my first
right.
impression said Badler. Yeah.
You did great. You
so.
Did great. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight, Rose. I really appreciate it. So nice to be talking
Thank
with
you. I'm really excited about this because this way we get to know more about you. And okay, first question. How did you come to get on the path of spiritual teaching and IET and Reiki and all of that? What led you? What was the principal spark?
Well, you know, I've always been very spiritual all through my life, from when I was a young girl into my teens. And it was, you know, back in the 80s when spirituality, I went to Catholic school, so it was like always questioning why was this and why was that. I was the teacher's worst nightmare. And I realized that spirituality really is my connection to God and it is to whoever, you know, your maker is. For me, it's God. And I had, like, this strong connection, and I just felt presence around me always. And I was very blessed to have wonderful parents who never said, oh, that's crazy, or, you know, don't do, you know, you should listen to this, you know, we believe in this. And they always kind of guided me and pushed me along, and I met wonderful teachers along my path. Especially into my 20s, I had wonderful teachers, and it broadened my horizons more. And I got into energy healing recently, within the last year and a half, and I had just this urge to do it. My hands would get very warm and tingly, and I would do my meditations, and I just felt like it was time for me to start practicing some energy work. And I read up on IET, which is the Integrated Energy Therapy, and I fell in love with it. It was working with archangels. It was it's like Reiki, but it has a little bit more in depth, where we integrate the positive aspects. And so, in other words, the top of your head is where guilt lies. So we would remove the guilt and replace it with innocence. And I just thought that it was very cool how we were able to manipulate or change and remove all the blocks of energy and then integrate the positive. And as I became an advanced practitioner, I then wanted to go into Reiki. Because I said, how cool would it be if I could remove the blocks, integrate, and add extra energy? This is going to be very cool. So I went to Lorraine Austin, who is my teacher. I took that class last May, and I became a Reiki 1, and then I went into Reiki 2 over the summer with Aurora Luna this past July. And I absolutely love it. And to be able to do both practices together in a session has been very powerful for me and for my clients.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you did the IET and then you did Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And most, how did you know that you were a light worker?
Oh gosh, like I said, I have been on this path for many, many years, and I've always had teachers around me, spiritual teachers, and I just wanted to help people. And they were so helpful to me in learning about different things about life and spirituality, that when I would get in contact, I was always brought to people who were in need. And for whatever reason, and however I was able to do it, I was able to help people through talking and inspiring them and enlightening them on different things and helping them work out their own difficulties in their life. And I knew that I loved it. I was able to help people see things differently. And when I was able to help enlighten them and or help awaken them, it made me realize I can do more. And I just always have the ability to see people and know exactly what their purpose should be. I would look at them and say, why are you doing this? You really should be doing this. You're so good at this. And they were like, oh, really? And they would try it, and they were like, you know, you were right. And I knew certain things, and it was like a knowing. It wasn't, I'm not psychic, I am not a medium, I never claimed to be. I just had a knowing, and I would understand people when they would have troubles, and I would be able to guide them, and I loved it. So I just kept learning and learning, and I think that spirit works in a way that he brings people in your path to either teach you or to inspire you or to see how you're going to do, like a little test. Okay, we've taught you this much. Now here's a person who's going to be in need. And now you have to help this person. And, you know, are you going to pass the test or not? So are you going to be a good listener? Are you going to take your ego out of it and put their needs first and ask for guidance? And I've always, from when I was a child, even in my teens, and when I would pray and I would ask questions, I would always wait for the answer. And I realized as I got older, meditation was the best way. And many times I would ask questions and I would do my meditation and I would find my answers. And it was very empowering because it wasn't just, oh, okay, I have the answer, now I can just move on. It was, here's the answer, and then I would get validation. So Spirit was showing me, so I would understand the difference of my ego self and listening to them. And the more I listened, the better I became at helping other people, and that's how I do it. I truly love this path. In my early 20s, I was doing meditations, and I would get automatic writings, and I would channel, and I stopped as I got older.
Why?
And I. Oh, if I told you this story, you'd think I'm crazy, Rose. You'd think I'm crazy.
No, I don't. You have to understand one thing about me, Barbara. The family that I came from, the friends that I have, me knowing myself and the way I don't think that anyone's crazy.
Well, you know what? Well, I was in my early 20s, and I was in a spiritual group. And the women that were there, we would do these meditations. We would sit in silence, and many of them were Reiki practitioners, and many of them would get writings. And I would just listen to what they were doing, and I would follow along, and eventually I started to get messages, and I would write. And I was getting closer and closer in my spirituality, and I felt very more aware of everything around me. And one night I had a very bad experience. And I just took all my writings and I threw them away and I said, I'm not doing this anymore. But spirit has a way of letting you simmer down for a while and then bring it back to you, because it was part of my path. It was part of me trusting myself. And I would say that it was like this evil entity or something that came at me when I went to sleep, and I saw like this darkness was coming over on me, and it frightened me. And I was calling on Archangel Michael to come to protect me, and I couldn't say the prayer. And then when I finally did, everything kind of stopped. Everything, the darkness went away, and It frightened me enough to throw everything out. But that was really a test for me to see, am I going to give up? You know, what was I actually fearing? So it wasn't really like this negative entity. It was more or less my own self. It was my fear of moving and progressing forward in my spirituality. It was a fear of becoming closer and understanding more. So it was easy. It was my subconscious, most likely, I believe, that brought that fear in. So I threw everything away, and I said, I'm never doing this again. I'm not writing. I'm not doing any of it. And within a few years, I went to go see a woman named Kim Russo, who now is a dear friend of mine, and she said to me, you're supposed to be in this line of work. And she said, you're supposed to be in this line of work. And I said, okay, you know. And I knew in my heart that I was supposed to be doing more spiritual work. And she sent me to Pat Longo, and I went to her classes. And I learned meditation, and I learned protection, and I learned a lot in that class, the classes that I had taken. And I was moving forward, and it was feeling great. I couldn't write yet, and I knew that it was going to come eventually when I was ready. And then I had children, and I had to stop going to classes, and I had to be mommy, which was fantastic. And when I had my second son, I had started a group in my house, and I brought in a few of my medium friends. I was always surrounded by mediums and healers all through my 20s and my 30s, and they were always like, Barbara, you're supposed to be doing this work. And I said, I'll get to it eventually. You know, and I would just laugh it off. But I kept going to, like, little classes here and there. I would go to meditations and workshops, and I loved it. And then about 3 years ago, I started working with a friend of mine, and we were working on a major project, and it was very intense. So I said, you know, I'm going to smudge. And he said, what is that? And I said, I'm going to bring in some sage. And he's like, oh, all right. And I'm saging him. I'm saging the whole place. And he's like, wow, that really was very relaxing. I said, oh, yeah. I said, you know, we should do some meditation. That'll really relax us. And the creativity will just flow. He goes, well, let's try it. I said, okay. So we started doing meditations. And he started loving it. And he said, tell me more. What else did you learn? And I started talking about Wayne Dyer. And I started talking about Deepak. And I started talking about, right, you know, all the people that I learned from, all the books that I had read and loved. And working, teaching him actually triggered that spark in me. And I said, I found my passion again. And I really wanted to be back in it. So my friend and I finished.
At this point, Barbara, I'm going to let you take a deep breath, and I'm going to find out who is on the line here calling in.
Oh, okay.
And we'll pick up where you left off shortly. Hi, Theo, for you on the air with Rose and Barbara. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Crystal. How are you?
Hi, Crystal.
Hi,
how
Crystal.
Are you? I'm great.
Fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm great. What can we do for you?
I was listening, and I was curious. I had something that happened to me, a situation, probably when I was around 36. I did not know what Reiki was. And I had just gotten into, like, watch the documentary called No One Dies at Lilydale. And I saw that, and decided to get my first reading. Well, the lady who did the reading also was a Reiki master, and I was unsure of, like, what Reiki was, but for some reason I bought the session anyway. And then the next thing I know, within a couple of weeks, I started hearing and seeing things that weren't there, and I was a mental health counselor. So one thing that I have learned in, like, after that, I got more involved with Reiki, and I saw that I think Reiki actually opens up your third eye. And, like, after I began a Reiki training, I became, like, a medium. Is this something that you have seen that's normal?
Well, I can tell you that you don't become a medium or a psychic from getting involved with Reiki. But what Reiki does do, which sometimes is the springboard to, you know, developing your psychic abilities and finding out that you are indeed a medium and that you have mediumship abilities is that Reiki clears all of your energetic channels so that you're now open to receive the energies of, you know, third eye development, psychic development, mediumistic development. So it's like they were probably in there all the time with you because we're all born with psychic ability. It's just who wants to develop it and work at it and who doesn't really want any part of it. It all depends on your path and your road. But probably what happened was when you got your Reiki attunement, it opened up everything, and then, again, like I said, jump starts like a battery jumping a battery in a car. There you are, because what Reiki does do is Reiki is an intuitive practice, and there's difference between intuition, psychic ability, and mediumship. So because it's an intuitive practice, and it does bring to life your intuition. And I just want to point out here, people, that I call intuition your internal GPS. And it's something that, same way you use your GPS in a car, you have to learn to use your inner GPS, your intuition. Because why I call that GPS, inner GPS, is because that is through your intuition, you are guided perfectly by spirit. So the G is guided, the, you know, the P is perfectly, and the S is spirit. Never, ever ignore that first gut impression, because that's your intuition guiding you. So I think that's what happened with you, Crystal. Barbara, what do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. I noticed that when I started practicing the IET, I was able to start picking up on what the client actually was feeling, what they were going through. I could go through the different stages. You know, as we pull out the energy, we were actually going from their physical into their mental, into the spiritual and the emotional. We could feel where that energy is, and I could actually feel the situation that's going on. It's a knowing, and then you kind of just are guided to, at the end of the session, you can tell the client, you know, I felt these things were going on in your body, and it's absolutely true to what they're experiencing at that moment in their life. And as I started practicing Reiki, it became even stronger. And I think that with each entombment that I received from the IET sessions, the three of them, and then with the other two Reiki sessions, it did heighten my abilities to be more in tuned with the client, seeing colors and knowing when to move my hands and when not to move my hands in different positions. It's just a knowing. And I think that you just become more attuned with your intuition. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Barbara, I want to ask you a question, and I'm sure Crystal would like the answer, too. It helps. I am an IET practitioner, but I don't really practice it that often. I'm pretty much Reiki practitioner, and I like my Reiki. I love my Reiki, and that's my major practice. But question is, IET, I don't remember, do they do biosense scanning with the IET?
We don't do it the way we do in Reiki, how we scan the body in Reiki. What we do is as we're integrating and place our hands in the different positions and we start to move them, we can feel the pull of the energy. So we'll know when there's a blockage. As we go along, each meridian of the body, you know, at each organ, you know, you do the top of the head, the eyes, the throat, the shoulders, and you go down through where the anger, resist, and the resentment and fear come in. That's where many people have, you know, in their life. And you can actually feel some of it is very mucky, and it feels like molasses as you're trying to pull. Some of it just feels like a rubber band, and it just needs to be taken out, you know. So it depends on each client.
Right. Crystal, can I ask what?
What sure. is IEP or?
It's integrated energy therapy. So what each part of our body, of our organs, like the top of our head, the forehead is, everything represents different things. The top of the head is trust. Guilt, and then the forehead is trust. You have your throat for speaking. You have your organs, your liver, your kidneys, and your adrenals. They're all for resentment, anger, and fear. And what we do is we pull out the negative, and we replace it. We integrate the positive. So the top of the head, we may pull out some guilt that a person may feel. And then we replace it by putting pressure points in certain, it's like acupuncture points, and you just integrate the innocence. So guilt is gone, replace it with innocence. And we change the cellular memory. It goes into the depths of, they call it the issues with your tissues. And you're pulling out all the negative, replacing it with the positive, using these pressure points and different meridian points along the body.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, back to your friend and meditation.
Oh,
and
yes.
It kick-started me because I just realized I didn't announce that you have a Relax Me Mondays meeting on a weekly basis on a Monday. So is that how Relax Me Mondays came about?
Well, my friend at the time, his name is Steven Tarante, and we were working on that major project. We did a concert down at Eisenhower Park called We Will Survive Strong Island. And it was a fantastic event, but it was a very big event to do. And we started doing a lot of spirituality, him and I. And I decided that I wanted to start my own company with spiritual work. And I decided I was going to dive into it. And he said, you know, Barb, I would love to, let's work together. And I said, sure, this would be great. So I got the name White Light Productions in January, and my father had passed away January 1st of 2014, and my father was a very strong supporter of us, well, especially of me.
Your father passed away on January 1st?
Yes, yes.
So did mine.
Yeah.
That is
See,
wild.
We have a connection, Rose. We have a connection.
Oh, my God. We're so connected.
I know. But
oh,
and today is his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Barbara's dad.
Yes, in heaven, that's
and,
right. But we started the company called White Light Productions.
One second, let me interject. I want to put in a plug for Mr. Interante,
yes.
Your partner. I went to see Mr. Interante and his band, that 70s band, on Saturday.
Ah.
He is a magnificent saxophone player.
He absolutely
really
is.
Great.
He absolutely is.
My dad was a saxophone player, and I know good saxophone playing. He's great.
Well,
the band is great.
Thank you. Well,
I
his dad is a
everybody.
Sax player. His whole family is very musical, and
Yeah,
he's a wonderful musician, and that's
so,
how I actually met him through my full time job. But
yes, everybody go check out the 70s band and Steven Tarante.
Awesome.
And now back to you, Barbara. Go ahead. I'm sorry, but I had
that's
to interject.
Okay.
That.
That's okay. No problem. No problem. So you know, Steve and I started talking about the company, and he has a company called New York Music and Events Group, and I was going to have White Light Productions, and we thought that we would do things together, and you know, just different events. And we worked together on two other projects, and we just decided that we worked so well together, and we were on the same page with everything, that we wanted to share the company together. So we started doing that, and we actually, our best meetings ever are at the beach. That's our office. And we created White Light Productions. Yeah, and we created Relax Me Mondays. And Relaxing Mondays.
What are you guys going to do in the winter? You're not going to be on the beach.
No, actually, it's so sad. We hate to do it, but and we try to stretch out the summer as much as we can. We are going to go indoors to a Holbrook Wellness Center in Holbrook. And that's
okay.
The LIE right off of exit 61.
I just didn't want you to say, we pause.
No, we go straight through. We started this last summer, and it was so well received, and people really, really loved it. We bring in different spiritual people, teachers, mediums, and they come and talk about different topics. And it's about an hour and a half long. We bring in a meditation. During the summertime, we have yoga, which is done by my cousin Gina Califano, who is a phenomenal yoga instructor. She uses Young Living oils for part of the yoga, and it's just so relaxing. I absolutely love. To me, Mondays are like Fridays. I cannot wait for Mondays, because not only do we learn so much, but we're surrounded by such like-minded people, and everyone truly cares about each other. And the people that come to our sessions, our clients, are phenomenal. They have grown in the year and a half that Steve and I have been running this. Several people have become Reiki practitioners. Several of them have become IET practitioners. Many of them are taking intuition classes and workshops, and we started them on their spiritual path. And what White Light Productions is really created, it's not a production company where we create these big events. It's where we are teaching people, and we're educating people about spirituality and how to speak their truth, how to find their truth, how to find their inner soul. And get away from that ego part of them that's stopping them from moving ahead. And I find that with every speaker that we bring in, it's just enlightening them, and they're sparking amazingly. They are the group of people that we have coming every week. They amaze me. I am marveled by them, and I'm so proud of each and every one of them. And Steve and I sit back sometimes, and we're like, oh my God. Look what we've done. We're able to make these people realize how beautiful they really are, how incredibly talented they are, and they're moving ahead. And it's a great feeling. So the light workership work has been going on for so long, and now it's just really coming to a head. It's really showing me my path and what I need to do.
You know, the beautiful thing about this kind of work is it's that you don't necessarily have to grab somebody by the neck and drag them to open up or to connect with their spirituality or to connect with whatever path that they're meant to be on. Sometimes it's just a little nudge and off they go. And it's like a snowball. They just start to, you know, go and go and get bigger and bigger and develop more and more.
Right.
And
you know, it was so funny.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's so funny because Steve and I have known each other for 9 years. I work for the town of Hempstead, and I run all the concert series for the town. And I've hired his band throughout the years. And every year we would always talk a little bit about spirituality, and then we would, we should do lunch one day. And we both had very busy lives, and we never got together to do that until we actually sat down to do this project together. And I thank Spirit for it, because all those years that have gone by, I had a lot of growing to do. Steve had a lot of growing to do. It brought him to a point in his life where spirituality was ready for him, and he was ready for spirituality. And it was at the exact same moment when I needed to get back into it. And by me teaching him, it sparked that passion back in me, and I sparked a passion in him to do what he's doing now. And he's an incredible IET practitioner. He is an incredible meditation instructor, and he is he's an amazing partner. He is now doing he's a hypnotist, just like I am, and he you know, he marvels me because I look at him. I'm like, oh, look what I, and he always tells me, this is all your fault. I'm like, I know, I've look what I've created. And and I'm so excited because I'm like, but you did it for me too. Like, he doesn't realize that, you know, it was the back and forth. It was meant to be that way because we both had to be doing this work together. And we want to create a place for people to come and feel comfortable and be able to practice what they want and be mindful. And if we all started doing that, if we all started being more mindful and not so ego-based, if we were all more thoughtful, we would be in a better place in our world. And if we could just start with one person.
Well, not only that, but I find we are too often, you know, when people say sheeple, it's terrible, but it's very much true because we are also either living in the past, which can tend to depress us because if in our past there are things that happened or there are people that we had known and who either are not in our lives anymore or who had passed on, that's the bad part of being in the past. And we all are looking toward the future because we're not happy where we are now for whatever the million and myriad of reasons are. So we're either in the past or in the future. And I know a lot of times we're in the future, and I sound like I'm down on media and I'm down on advertising, and I'd like to obliterate the entire advertising industry, which I'm almost at that point now. But it's like I'm not. But we are bludgeoned over the head with how we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to look like, what we're supposed to eat, what we have to buy and buy it now, that we're always looking to the future. Oh, well, when I get paid, I'll buy that, or when I'll do this. And very few people right now, today, right in this minute, are living in the now because we're not. This is what they mean when they say, you know, be your own person, be original, be authentic, live in your own you know, self, because too many people are listening to this, what we all should do, and then they're running out and trying to do it, and you're always leaving the now. And if you're not living in the now, then you're not balanced, you're not focused, you cannot connect with your own higher consciousness, because it's like you have ADHD. You either want to go back in the past or you want to go forward into the future. You just don't want to be where you are right now, and you just don't want to be. Just be. And because of that, everybody's all shook up, hysterical, torn apart, indecisive, crazy, stressed out, which is why I'm sure you have a lot of people coming to the Relax Me Mondays.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many different people who are either grieving from loss, brokenhearted, who are trying to find their way after long relationships that have broken up. Everyone is in a transformation this time in our world right now. The world is in transformation. People are in transformation. We're in this huge shift, and people don't realize the vibrations that are being sent out. So everyone's lives are being moved around because this is the time. It's all about the timing. And because of it, so many people now are being awakened. So many people now are asking questions, and they need a place to find answers. And we would like to be that place, and we have been. And we've been doing it for a year and a half. It's been incredible. We're having our first big event on November 15th, on Sunday, from 1 to 5 at 89 North in Patchogue. And we're having our keynote speaker is Karen Garvey, and Anna Miranda will be also a guest speaker. And Steve has put together Core Elements, which are three musicians who are going to come together and perform live meditation music. It's going to be phenomenal. And my very good friend, Aurora Luna, is going to join me, and we're going to do a group Reiki for everyone at the end. And it's going to be a great event. It's going to be different. It's not a psychic event. It's a music meets spirituality. It's bringing in all the elements, because everyone, you know, they all want to go to, they want to find answers. They want to go to psychics. They want to go to mediums. They want to hear the answers, and they don't realize that the answers are all inside with them if they just silence their mind. and they listen. Everyone has that intuition. Everyone has that ability. The veil is so thin now that we can communicate so easily, but our minds are so busy that we don't give ourselves the chance and the opportunity to do it. And spirits are waiting.
Going to take a break now, and we will be right back, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
You're listening to Violet Reiki Radio on the Seika Network through blogtalkradio.com with your host, Reiki Shihan Rose Jimenez, your source for all things Reiki in love, light, and healing.
And we are back. I have another caller on the line at DC, and I'm so psychic. I know who this is. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Rose. Welcome back. I kind of missed you for a couple of weeks, Sam.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I have a comment and actually a question. I'm enjoying your show immensely, as I always do, and your guest is lovely. And I was looking at her picture, listening to her speak, and I got this impression. Barbara, may I ask you a question? Hello?
Barbara, are you here?
Are you there?
Here.
Okay. Barbara. I have a question. Are you writing a book? Or are you intending to write a book?
I would love to write a book one day.
Okay, because I was sitting and I was listening to the show, and I'm looking at you, and I just got this strong impression of you either writing a book or thinking about writing a book. Well,
thank
I'm going to
you,
tell
Joseph.
You, you're going to write a book.
Yes. I do have intentions.
Barbara, so
are you psychic?
Yes, I am. I'm a psychic medium for over 50 some odd years.
Oh, okay.
That's how I met Rose, and then I became a student of Ugin Reiki. Thank God, after so many years, I decided to take Reiki, and it's been a life-changing experience. Rose and I have been friends over 30 years. We met as out of psychic reading. Someone referred her to me many years ago when her dad, who ironically passed away on the same day as your dad, my condolences to you, and we became friends ever since. She came for a reading, and she never left, and we became best of friends and bosom buddies, and we've been friends for over 30-some-odd years. Another observation I want to tell you, I don't know if there's any connection, it's just my crazy psychicness. I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at you. As a child, I grew up with a family, Califano, in Bushwick, in my neighborhood when I was a child, and this lady, Lucille Califano, and I don't remember the brother's name, and the mother was Rose, but you look like a dead ringer of that family. I was wondering if you were related, you had anybody that lived in Brooklyn years ago.
In Brooklyn?
Which now is considered Ridgewood, Bushwick.
No, actually, I had relatives that live in Brooklyn, but they weren't Califanos.
Oh, okay, because you look so much like this gal that I grew up with, Lucille, would be like my age. She could probably be your mother or Rose. But anyway, you might be long-distant cousins. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I just got that impression. But I want to commend your work, and I do believe you're going to write that book, and you really should. You have a lot of information and a lot of inspiration to share with the public. So I would like to see you write a book, and I'd like to read it.
Thank you, Joseph. I would love to write that book, and I thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. And keep up the good work. Rose, I love you,
Joseph.
Sure, and I will listen to it religiously every week, now that you're back.
I'll talk to you later when you can hear. Yeah.
Joseph, listen, we'll do lunch.
I can't hear you. What happened?
I said, we'll do lunch. Well, you and I and Rose will go to lunch.
Yes, why not? Yeah, sure.
Sounds great.
Okay, great. Yeah, he is my friend of 33 years.
Wow.
My darling Joseph. And he's one of the few people, maybe he's one of two, that I thoroughly trust. I trust him.
Aww.
I love him. And, 33 years.
Well, he has a very kind voice.
Him.
So, yes, he's had
he's
a very
darling.
Kind voice.
Joseph is the epitome of unconditional love and compassion because he loves everybody. Even those
that's
who
beautiful.
Do bad, terrible things to him, I get mad. I And he's like, well, no. And I'm like, I just want to go slap this person after what they did to you. You know, I'm very like, you know, how dare you? But no, he's very understanding, compassionate, and loving. And he is a, he's a very
beautiful
psychic. And, I go to him. He's my spirituality counselor. Like, I'll call him and say, you know, I don't know.
Is he your go-to guy? Whatever. He's your go-to guy.
He's my go-to guy, yeah, because when I first started doing psychic readings for the public, you know, a lot of people say, you know, especially when you go on these, like, websites, like I do Keen.com. I used to do Keen.com. And it's really... You know, it's like for entertainment purposes only, because most of the people who call in don't know what a psychic reading is, don't know what a psychic does. The real psychic work, they're used to this like carnival type psychics and things and whatever. And I used to say to him, oh, I'm afraid. And he'd say, why? And I'm like, well, what if I tell somebody something that comes out wrong? And he's like, nothing will ever come out wrong. If you have no ego and you're not doing this from you and you're doing it directly from spirit, you know, he says, you can't make a wrong statement or a prediction. And over the years, I found that he was absolutely right. You know, when people say, hurry,
it's the truth.
It wasn't that I said something wrong or my spirit guide said something wrong. It's that that particular person doesn't want to hear what spirit's trying to tell them. And so many times we go through life, we don't want to hear and we don't want to know about the messages that spirit's trying to get over to us. Like, I got to tell you, in my psychic work, I have so many women, and it's breaking my heart these days, because I don't know if it's the energies or what, but the last 2 weeks I've done a lot of readings for women who are so afraid and so just messed up. They're in bad relationships. They don't want to break the bonds and move on, or they're so desperately looking for a man, looking for a partner. And when it all comes down to it, I'll ask them, do you love yourself?
Absolutely. And I was just going to say that.
Or no, or I'm afraid, or I don't know what to do. And it's like, I said to a friend of mine last night, I said, we're in the year 2015. This is the year of the coming of the return of the divine feminine. And I meet more clients and I have more phone calls from women who are terrified to take back the power that they always have, that they have handed over to men. And they like if they don't even know themselves, they haven't even touched the tip of their own power, because they let it go and lost it a long time ago.
Right.
And a lot of healing is needed there, because, you know, the very first thing you need to do is love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to attract love. That's the first thing.
Well, how could you love any? How could you
love
anybody? Right. How could you love anybody?
If you don't love yourself, you don't know. But you see, commercials and fairy tales and all of the stuff that's out there in the media, again, and even through the families, I mean, it comes down the generations. But when you think about it, marriage started out as a father handing over his daughter to a man who vowed to take care of her financially, etc., because in the year 500, you know, women couldn't go out and work in a large corporate firm and make her own money. You know what I mean? So it's like, The image and the story has been propagated year after year after year for hundreds and thousands of years. And women were, you know, we're like in this coma, although I got to say, I broke out of the coma, so I'm very happy. But we're all indoctrinated and in this coma of, you need to get a man, you need to get a diamond engagement ring, you need to have the white dress and get married and walk up the aisle, or whatever, whatever, whatever. And really, in 2015, none of that is necessary. You have women turning themselves inside out and upside down so they can, and I say this in quotes, grab a man, hook a man, get a man. Why? Think about it. If they didn't have that, these women, if you did not have that, could you survive? Of course you could.
Right.
Today, in 2015. Years ago, in year 500, maybe not so much, but I find that my beautiful, divine, feminine sisters are all upside down, inside out, and sideways. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's about time that we embrace our own feminine power, which will give us a sense of security, which will give us a sense of love. And it all starts just by loving yourself.
Right. Well, the truth is, we are the clay makers. We have to create our own, we have to create our own manifestation. We have to believe in ourselves, and we have to have faith in who we are. And until we change the way we start thinking, and we have to start taking those steps to see our greatness, to see how brilliant we actually are as souls. When people look at others, and I do this all the time now, I could be angry, I could be whatever, I don't look at them as a person anymore. I look at them as a soul. And what is that soul teaching me? What, you know, and I cannot, you know, we have to start changing our way of thinking. If we look at others and say, you know, oh, they did this because of da-da-da-da-da, it doesn't work that way. Everyone is placed in our life for a reason. Even if it's a love relationship that's gone bad, and the reason why it went bad was not because of them. It's within us. What's going on within us that is creating what we're attracting? So once we start realizing who we are, and we start changing the way we start thinking, and we set aside, you know, the ego is very important. I hate to say that, you know, we have to put it aside all the time, but ego needs to be stroked once in a while, but the ego is there to protect us.
Well, yeah, but you have to have your ego in balance.
We need,
you know,
right,
a lot of people, because of their own fear and insecurity, they're living in their own ego.
There,
and,
right. Well, it's there to protect. You know. It's there to protect, but we need to set aside and say to the subconscious, okay, listen, I can handle this. You need to sit back a little bit, or else I can't move forward.
You have to own your stuff. If you don't want to own it, then nothing's going to change because, you know, it's her fault. It's his fault. Blame. If you don't stop the blaming and look within and say, okay, why am I in this situation? It all goes back to you.
Right.
So, you know, people don't want to look at things that are ugly, maybe.
Right. Well, we live in
a place. You got to look at the ugly stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we live right now. My partner always says there are people in our lives for reasons, seasons, and lifetimes. And it made me want to do a workshop. And I'm doing one on September 20th in West Babylon at a place called Universal Workshop. And we're going to bring people together. And we're going to help them say goodbye to the reason season people and bring in the lifetime people. Because so many reasons why there are people that come into our life, why someone says something that triggers us to respond in certain ways, they're there for a lesson for us to learn, whether it be self-worth, self-love, how to balance.
Right.
It could
be
a multiple of things.
Yes, because right now, the vibration is release all things that do not serve you and that are not for your best and highest good. Like they say, there comes a day when you realize turning a page is the best feeling in the world because you realize there's so much more to the book than the one page that you're stuck on. So read the whole book. Live your whole life, you know?
Right. It's a wonderful journey. We all have it. You know, we all have
60 seconds, look beyond. Barbara.
Look
I
beyond.
I want to thank you for being my guest this evening.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm sure this isn't your first and last time on Violet Reiki Radio.
I look forward to coming back. I just love you, Rose.
Great. I love you too, sweetie. Want to see you soon one of these days.
Guys,
you can find Barbara on Facebook. Please look for her, Barbara Califano Bodler. Look for Relax Me Mondays and look for White Light Productions. Drop her a PM, whatever. And enjoy, everybody. Have a great weekend. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.